Grill and Bill. This week, your insurance company is paying your claims with a credit card and charging you a fee to collect money you already earned. Here is what that quiet skim costs to practice and the one form that stops it. Before the why, here is the move. If your practice is getting paid by virtual credit card, switch to direct deposit, electronic funds, transfer, and enroll across your payers all at once through CAQH Enroll Hub. Direct deposit costs pennies. The card costs you a percentage of every single check. You can make that switch on the next remittance, and you do not have to wait for any law to do it. Now, the context, because the number only stings once you see how it works. Here is the mechanic. More and more dental insurers reimburse claims with a virtual credit card, a one-time card number they send you instead of a check or a deposit. To get paid, your front desk keys that number into the merchant terminal, the same terminal you use for patient copays. And the moment you run it, you trigger a merchant processing fee. Typical range is 2-5% per transaction, commonly 3-4%, and with some processors as high as 10%. Now put a dollar sign on it. On every $10,000 paid to you by virtual card, you lose roughly $200 to $1,000 in fees versus a few cents if that same payment arrived by direct deposit. That is the whole trick. This is not a discount you agreed to or a service you bought. It is a percentage skimmed off money you already earned on the way in the door. The speed is the bait. The fee is the cost. And this became the quiet default in a lot of places, precisely because nobody had to ask you first. That is starting to change. California's Senate Bill 386, signed in 2025 and effective April 1st, 2026, bars dental plans from making a fee-based method the default and requires the dentist to actively opt in before a virtual card is used. A national model law followed in late 2025. 8 states passed virtual card reforms that year, and more added them in 2026. The point of all that is not the politics. The point is that the leak is real enough and widespread enough that lawmakers across nearly 20 states moved on it. But here is the part that matters for you. The fix does not wait for your state. Direct deposit is available in every state right now. And this kind of friction adds up. About a quarter of dentists dropped some or all of their insurer contracts in 2025. And payer headaches like this one are part of why owners are walking. So this is not a rounding error. It is one more thin cut on a margin that is already tight. So here is the operator move in 3 steps. First, pull your last month of insurance payments and flag anything that came in on a card. That is your leak in dollars this month. Second, request direct deposit and electronic remittance in writing through the payer's provider portal or by contacting the plan directly and decline the virtual card. Under the national operating rules, a plan generally cannot force a card as the only option once you ask to be paid by direct deposit. Third, enroll once across your payers through CAQH Enroll Hub instead of chasing each insurer one at a time, then watch the next 2 or 3 remittances to confirm the switch actually stuck. Here is the question for Monday morning. How much did virtual card fees cost you last month? Pull the number from your own remittances. If it is more than a few $100s, the switch to direct deposit is not a someday project. It is this week's job. Because the fastest raise in dentistry is not a fee increase. It is keeping the money you already billed. Next time, we are getting into the PPO write-off hiding in plain sight, the line on your ledger that quietly decides your real margin. If a 5-minute money leak is worth your time, follow Drill and Bill on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, so the next teardown lands in your feed. Drill and Bill. Real owner economics, short enough to finish before the next patient.